Carrie Underwood was the fourth season winner of American Idol, but instead of becoming a footnote, she's become possibly the biggest star in modern country music. She sold more than 16 million albums and had over a dozen number one hits, including Before He Cheats. Her latest LP leans into modern R&B as well as country, a stylistic pivot you can hear on That Song We Used to Make Love To. The album is called Cry Pretty, and our critic Will Hermes sees an artist pushing her creative boundaries. Here's his review.
The lines separating country from R&B and pop have always been thin, but lately that's more true than ever. Carrie Underwood confirmed it earlier this year with her single, The Champion, so the mix of styles on her new album is no big surprise. I'm also not surprised how great parts of this album sound. Underwood's voice is among the few worthwhile things that ever came out of American Idol, and that voice owns pretty much anything it touches, like this song called Drinkin' Alone, which is one part Drown Your Sorrows country and two parts Amy Winehouse soul. We should be drinking alone, together, drowning the pain. It's better with somebody else who got problems. We ain't gonna solve them. The misery loves company. What does surprise me about the album Cry Pretty is not just one, but two songs about gun violence. You can blame it on hate or blame it on guns. But mamas ain't supposed to bury their sons. Mainstream country artists used to weigh in regularly on controversial issues. Think Loretta Lynn and Johnny Cash. But since the heyday of the Dixie Chicks, musicians seemed scared to risk it. Carrie Underwood is proving an exception. She addressed domestic violence in her 2016 hit Church Bells. And on a new song called The Bullet, she charts the effect of a man's death on the generations that follow. The Bullet doesn't address gun laws, and it doesn't mention the 58 people shot dead at a country music festival in Las Vegas last year. But unquestionably, it conjures them. So does Love Wins, a song that rhymes politics and prejudice with how the hell did it ever come to this? It's a good question, one that Underwood doesn't answer. But then, that's our job. Hers is making massively popular country records, something she does masterfully. The fact she's engaging an issue most of her industry peers have met with deafening silence is one more reason to admire her.
Carrie Underwood's Cry Pretty is out now. Our critic, Will Hermes, is author of the book Love Goes to Buildings on Fire.